A word for you from Mark chapter 6, verses 42 and 43. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. It goes on to then count how many had eaten, and it counts 5,000 men. So there might have been a crowd of over 20,000 if you had added the women and the children who were there, because the fish and the bread that was blessed came from a boy who was there too. The disciples had to learn a lesson in a miraculous way, and also a rebuking way, because they had told the Lord what to do, that he should send the crowds into the little villages to buy their own food. But the Lord rebuked them by saying, "You feed them." And of course, that made them even more indignant, because they said, "How can we ever feed such a crowd? We don't have the money for it to go and buy food." They thought they were being practical. Jesus thought they were being impractical. He wants to use that which is right there, close by. As we started off the week by looking at Exodus 4:2, where Moses asked of God how he would do it, and God said, "What's that in your hands?" And of course it was the staff, and it was the beginning of the miracles through which finally Pharaoh would have to send and let the people of God go. It was close by. And here the disciples, thinking that the solution was further away in the villages, Jesus said it's close by. Well, they got just those few loaves and fish, just 5 loaves and 2 fish. In the hands of Jesus it was blessed. But the Lord was teaching his disciples a lesson, because he then used the disciples to distribute the food in a very practical way again. He set them down in groups of hundreds and then fifties. And with that little bit of patkos of that boy, the 5,000 men and all the women and children, they were all fed. And it noticed, it points out in verse 42, they were satisfied. But now the point I make here is that even the disciples had enough for themselves, more than enough, because it points out, and it's recorded in Scripture, that there were 12 baskets full of broken pieces of fish and bread. Don't be scared of being generous and letting the Lord use your hands, thinking that you'll be left out. There'll be more than enough abundance for you too.